Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Today in Bajan History. I am Carlin Barrow, your presenter for today. Today, we turn our attention to the House of Assembly and a matter that stirred both debate and intrigue back in May 31st of 1921, the future of Harrison College and its teaching staff. At the meeting of the House on the 17th of May, the Honorable C.P. Clark, Attorney General, rose with a notice that caught everyone's ear. He declared that, so far as the present staff of Harrison College is concerned, the House will not insist upon compliance with the conditions as to qualifications of teachers expressed in the resolutions of June 29, 1920. Now, what were those conditions? Let's remind ourselves. 1. All male teachers on the permanent staff must hold university degrees. 2. All female teachers must hold university degrees or certificates from recognized training institutions. 3. And no capitation fee shall be paid at Harrison College. Strong resolutions indeed, and yet Clark moved further, securing an additional grant of £500 for the college. Here's the twist. Every male teacher on the permanent staff already held a university degree. The only exception was a female teacher, dedicated, permanent, but without the stipulated qualification. And so, Clark's resolution seemed designed to safeguard her position. Listeners, imagine the tension in the chamber. Was the House bending its own rules, or was it showing compassion and pragmatism? The governors of Harrison College, keen to put themselves in order, faced a constitutional puzzle. Could the House of Assembly truly dictate the qualifications of teachers without amending the college's governing scheme? The reporter argued no. The governors, it said, were quite in order to defend their rights. And here lies the drama. The House may express its views, yes. It is both privilege and duty to watch over public schools. But when it seeks to override the authority of a governing body by mere resolution, it risks stepping out of bounds. So the question of May 31st, 1921 was not just about degrees or fees. It was about power, governance, and the delicate balance between oversight and autonomy. Ladies and gentlemen, Harrison College stood at the crossroads of principle and practicality. The assembly sought to guide, the governors to govern, and in the middle, teachers, students, and the future of education in Barbados. This was more than a debate. It was a reminder. There cannot be two sets of governors. Whatever is done must be done constitutionally. You've been listening to the House of Assembly and Harrison College, brought to you from the pages of the Aldry Cultural Reporter, May 31st, 1921. I am Carlin Barrow. Stay tuned for more voices from our past, echoing into the present.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.